defending his actions at a hearing on Capitol Hill Thursday. He told lawmakers he has complied with his responsibility to follow the law as he faced questions about why he initially blocked the release of a whistleblower complaint. That complaint is now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's actions. McGuire saying this is a complex situation.
I am not familiar with any prior instances where a whistleblower complaint touched on such complicated and sensitive issues, including executive privilege. I believe that this matter is unprecedented.
A July phone call transcript released Wednesday shows Trump asked for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who is also running for president. The House Intelligence Committee has released a redacted version of the complaint. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The complaints related at least in part to a July phone call in which President Trump prodded Ukraine's new leader to investigate Joe Biden. The complaint says in the days after, senior White House officials stepped in to, quote, lock down all records of the call. The whistleblower says, quote, in the course of my official duties, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election, end quote. The President denies doing anything wrong. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Zelensky, who met with the U.S. president at the U.N. General Assembly on Wednesday, said there was nobody pushing about the call, which he characterized as normal. This is VOA News. Former President Jacques Chirac, a veteran politician and champion of multilateralism, European unity, and Africa,